USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As America struggles with inflation from government overspending, the annual rate of consumer price inflation in Europe increased to double digits in October, reaching 10.7%. That's a record and highlighted the challenges facing the European Central Bank. Here in America, the Feds are meeting Tuesday to discuss the next rate hike. Banks will pay for money in an effort to stop the bleeding. Dozens of people have died after a cable bridge carrying hundreds of people collapsed into Makchu River in India on Sunday. At least 140 people were killed after the collapse. It's unclear how many people were on the bridge when it failed, but it recently was renovated and reopened less than a week ago. Officials fear the death count could increase as recovery efforts continue at this hour. Georgia's final debate in the gubernatorial election took place Sunday night. Republican Governor Brian Kemp.
We have the lowest unemployment rate in the history of the state. We have the most people ever working in the history of our state. And we're seeing economic opportunity in all parts of our state. People have opportunity in Georgia no matter their neighborhood or their zip code. We've been focused on strengthening rural Georgia. We've also fully funded our schools and given a well-deserved historic teacher pay raise.
Democrat challenger, leader Stacey Abrams.
Elections are a choice between where we are and where we want to be. What does the next 4 years look like? In this Georgia, right now, people are feeling economic pain. And unfortunately, under this governor, the pain is only getting worse. But I look forward to leading a Georgia where everyone has the opportunity to thrive. And I want to land on my record to do so.
SpaceX is launching the big boy Tuesday. The Falcon Heavy will launch from Kennedy Space Center in Florida at 9:40 a.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
The Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments on Monday in two cases that could determine whether colleges can consider skin color in their college admissions process. The cases deal with the admissions policy of Harvard and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Students for Fair Admissions, or SFFA, sued both schools, alleging their policies which consider race as a factor in admissions. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police and Miami-Dade Police are reporting 6-year-old Jojo Morales, the young boy from South Miami-Dade missing since his father took him in violation of a court order in August, was found Sunday in Canada. Also arrested at the scene was Jojo's 69-year-old grandmother. Miami-Dade Police said the boy was found in good health and unharmed. Americans react to the violence on Paul Pelosi. Tim Berg reports.
Following the apparent violent assault on Paul Pelosi, husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, security concerns are being raised about lawmakers' families. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott tells ABC's This Week that has been a top-of-mind issue for him since taking office, adding he thinks it's important for more civil discourse regarding political rhetoric.
Well, we've got to figure out how to bring our country back together where we have a civil conversation and, you know, we have no violence. I mean, this, what happened to Paul Pelosi is despicable. It's unacceptable.
USA Radio News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.